talk some medical information this morning. We're dealing today with an issue where people who usually don't have to worry about minor bumps and bruises, but for those with a rare bleeding disorder, experiencing bruising or bleeding often sometimes as routine as a minor fall can be really alarming and cause issues. And we've got some folks that can help us out, and someone who's been through this. We have with us hematologist and oncologist Dr. Amy Shapiro, co-founder of the Indiana Hemophilia and Thrombosis Center. And also we have with us someone living with hemophilia A, Guy. They both join us this morning. Doctor, let me start with you a little bit, if you can kind of give us a background. What is hemophilia A? Does it differ from another style, or what is the designation there?
Well, good morning, Bruce and Craig. Thank you for having us. Hemophilia A is a rare genetic bleeding disorder where your blood doesn't clot normally. People with hemophilia A experience bleeding, which goes on longer after an injury, or can experience even what we call spontaneous bleeding into joints and muscles. If not well controlled, hemophilia A can result in bleeds that lead to long-term damage, especially in the joints, and chronic pain. It can even be life-threatening bleeding episodes if these bleeds occur in a vital organ. About 20,000 people in the United States have hemophilia, with hemophilia A being the most common form. Because it's relatively rare, I still hear a lot of misconceptions about the impacts of this disorder. And that's why it's important to raise awareness of it, and we thank you for your time.
Well, Guy, let us talk with you. How long have you been living with this, and what has that been like growing up with this disease, this disorder?
Nice to meet you guys. That's a great question. I was diagnosed at birth, and ever since then, it's been a struggle. I had two strokes before the age of three. They were spontaneous head bleeds. I didn't know they're coming, and that left me legally blind, and I had seizures from it. And every day became a struggle. I'd be at the hospital 5 days a week getting treatments. And since then, home treatments became available. But having vision issues, I wasn't able to use my veins, so I had to get a Metaport. They're usually used for cancer treatments. And the infection rate is terrible on them, and new treatments became available. So since then, my life, it's been better.
Doctor, what are some of the newer treatments or ways that this is being helped?
Well, for people like Guy who were living with hemophilia A, until a few years ago, the only FDA-approved preventative treatments could require infusions, the way Guy was describing, of the medications up to several times a week. Now patients have another option with the availability of Hemlibra. It's a prescription medication that is used to prevent or reduce the frequency of bleeding episodes in people of all ages living with hemophilia A. It's the first medication for hemophilia A that can be taken as a shot that goes directly under your skin, called a subcutaneous injection. And it can be self-administered on a variable basis at home once you've been taught by your physician. It's an important preventative treatment option that's been studied in adults and children in one of the largest clinical trial programs conducted in this disorder to date. It's important to know about the potential side effects of Hemlibra, that as any medication can have side effects. So for anyone who's considering this, please speak to your physician about that. Those side effects can be serious and include excessive clotting, which usually involves a subset of patients with a specific issue with hemophilia called an inhibitor, who are using another medication on top of Hemlibra.
Guy, how is using something this allowed you maybe to live differently, or you know, being able to not be as worried about the episodes as you had been in the past?
That's an amazing question. Prior to starting treatment, I was doing my old therapy almost every day, and I wasn't able to walk some days. And I was in college, and carrying around a camera. I started late in life in college, carrying around a camera for film school. And I wasn't really able to do anything. I love going to Disney. So trying to walk around an amusement park didn't work either. Now I'm able to do all those things. And it's made everything a complete change. I know everyone's experience will be different, though. That's just my experience.
Did you have any idea that something like this was coming on the horizon? As somebody who suffers from the disorder, you probably become an expert in it and are always following any kind of new technology or things related to that.
I definitely try to keep up on things. So I try.
Yeah.
Being in the community that we're in.
Doctor, if you could tell us where people can get some more information on this, if they need to find out what's next for them.
Yes, there are resources available online, including a website called HemeLibre.com. I want to just thank Genentech for partnering with us to raise awareness about this rare disorder, because there are misconceptions.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning with getting the word out. Sometimes, as you mentioned, being some sort of a rare disorder, not a lot of people are aware of it, and this is a good way to get that out there for those folks that might need this. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. Guy, thank you for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having us.